The Man Who Knew the Desert. A tradesman was traveling through the desert when he lost his companion. He spent hours searching, but could find him nowhere. Finally, he met a Bedouin man drinking coffee outside a small tent. He asked if he had seen his friend. The Bedouin said, "No, I haven't seen your friend. But is he a heavy man with a bad leg who uses a walking stick?" The tradesman's eyes widened with joy. "Yes, that would be my friend, Ali. Then you must have seen him."
"I told you I haven't seen him or anyone else for the past 3 days. I just got here an hour ago."
They both fell silent for a few minutes. Then the Bedouin asked, "Is your friend's camel blind in one eye? And was it carrying date syrup?"
The tradesman was starting to feel suspicious of the Bedouin.
He took a step back and said, "How can you know all of this if you haven't met my friend? You're either a liar, or a magician, or a demon of the desert." The Bedouin laughed and got up. "Come, I'll show you how I know." He walked toward a palm tree and pointed to some footprints. "It's all in the sand. See those? One is much deeper than the other. And next to the lighter footprints, you can see the holes made by the walking stick." The tradesman felt calmer, but he was still curious. "But how did you know that my friend's camel was blind in one eye and carrying date syrup? That's not in the footsteps."
"That I could tell from the boxthorn shrub over there," said the Bedouin, taking a few steps in a different direction and pointing to a thorny plant. "The camel grazed only one side because he couldn't see the other side. Now look at the sand again, and you will see the ants gathered around the drops of date syrup."
The tradesman was amazed, but he still had to find his friend. "Can you please think some more and tell me where my friend may be now?" he asked. The Bedouin turned again to the palm tree and signaled to the traveling tradesman to follow. "Can you see that your friend was resting here?"
"Yes, and I think I can see his footprints and the camel tracks going in that direction. I'll follow them and hope to catch up, though there's no way to tell how long ago he left."
"Oh, yes, there is," said the Bedouin. "He was here about 3 hours ago." The traveler gaped in disbelief. "How did you know that?"
"Your friend was probably resting in the shade of the palm tree, away from the sun. The shadow has since moved, but it would have been in this spot about 3 hours ago."
"I know, because I know the desert."